These are the faces of the hungry, where food costs too much to afford. The United Nations Food Program says at least 850 million people worldwide are hungry. Executive Director Josette Sheeran.
The world's misery index is rising, a silent tsunami that respects no borders. Most don't know what hit them.
Here in Somalia, the price of the food staple sorghum has doubled since February. Peter Smurden of the World Food Program predicts the rising prices will push poor people into destitution or even death.
We may have to either cut rations or cut the number of people that we feed in Somalia because of these increased costs.
The World Bank says wheat prices have increased 120% over the past year. The Peruvian defense minister says his country copes by making potato bread.
Wheat isn't produced here, it's imported, and every day it costs more. With the potato mixed into the bread, we try to avoid, to control as much as possible, the cost of the bread.
The World Bank's Robert Zelik.
Poor people in Yemen are now spending more than a quarter of their incomes just on bread, before they pay for other essential foods for their children, let alone basic health care or shelter.
In Asia, the military guards a precious cargo. The price of rice, the staple for Asian countries, has tripled since January. Prices in Thailand surged to a record high on Thursday. The hungry are driven to desperate acts as desperation becomes the substitute for food. In Haiti, violence. In Egypt, the same. Professor Vonda Felbaugh-Brown of Georgetown University says world hunger threatens global security.
Anti-American groups such as Al-Qaeda will be able to mobilize marginalized, frustrated populations that are especially affected by the food crisis.
Some terrorism experts say Al-Qaeda will blame Western countries for the lack of food, then use modern technology for recruitment. Jan Lane is with the Homeland Security Policy Institute at George Washington University.
People aren't pushed into radical ideology. They're pulled into rebellion through those social networks.
Lane says the U.S. and its allies need to counter the radical ideas with long-term solutions.
It's not an American PR campaign. It's not an American image campaign. We have to offer and encourage alternative visions and hopes and dreams for these youth to come forward. How can we work to ensure that they can have an alternative future other than one that pulls them into an extremist?
Lane says global counteraction needs to start now before the deepening food crisis worsens. The UN is already predicting that more than 100 million additional people could be plunged into hunger and malnutrition because of the crisis. Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News.